tonight, the Commerce Tigers on the road trying to remain undefeated as they take on the Foxes of Caddo Mills. Good evening, I'm Matt Minky with the highlights. After a little bit of a shaky start featuring a fantastic fumble by the Foxes, Caddo Mills did get the ball back and put points on the board early in this game.
First down and goal. Make the hill. Trey Kubion going to keep it himself. The quarterback, he's over the goal line. Touchdown, Caddo Mills Foxes.
The extra point made it Commerce 0, Caddo Mills 7, with 9 minutes left in the opening quarter. Later in the first, Commerce was poised to try and even up the score.
Gabe Conner in the backfield and Wells passing over the middle, and it is complete. And this is T.J. Pinnell, and Pinnell breaking a tackle inside the 5-yard line down to the 1-yard line.
But those Foxes were tightly guarding the chicken coop.
Sam Wells takes the snap, bobbles it, loose ball on the field, loose ball. And Caddo Mills thinks they have the football, and they have recovered.
No score for Commerce. After Caddo Mills went 3 and out on the following possession, they were forced to punt from their own end zone back to the Tigers.
Here's a low snap and the kick away. Dax Hill with the kick and Buck Wilson bobbles it, picks it up again. As he muffs the punt, starts left, cuts back right. Now he's in the open field. Now he's at the 20. Now he's at the 10. Touchdown, Commerce.
The point after knotted up the score at 7 with just seconds remaining in the first quarter. Then in the second, the Tigers utilized their run game again to great effect.
Takes the snap, and it's to Kalen Smith.
Wow.
Spins, and he goes back by another Caddo Mills defender, and he's taken down by Damian Newby at the 5. Great run by Kalen Smith right there.
30 yards on the gain.
Commerce ended up going for it on 4th down, but turned the ball over on downs at the Foxes' 3-yard line. That put the Foxes up against their own goal line, of course, and they struggled to get just a few yards out.
Take the snap, 3rd and 8. Oh, fumbles the snap, and he's just trying to... Oh, and that's a safety. Boy, that was very close.
They're going to call it a safety. He was in the grass. They're going to rule it a safety.
We'll do the safety dance and add 2 for the Tigers. 9-7, Commerce leading Caddo Mills, 6 minutes remaining in the half. Later, with 1 minute until halftime, the Tigers were driving into Fox's territory, aided by this play.
Sam Wells takes a snap on 2nd and 4, throws it out to Buck Wilson on the right, and he's still going. Boy,
Wilson goes down the sideline. He is out of bounds inside the 5-yard line of Caddo Mills. That's going to be a gain of 38 yards.
Then Commerce sealed the deal.
2nd down and goal, 1-yard line.
Same formation. Sam Wells takes a snap again, hands off to Gabe Conner, who got the touchdown. That's a touchdown for the Commerce Tigers.
The extra point went anywhere but through the uprights, so the score was 15-7, Commerce extending their lead over Caddo Mills. That left just 30 seconds for the Foxes to try to get back on top, but with no timeouts remaining, they were unable to put any more points up before the break. At the half, Commerce 15, Caddo Mills 7. After the break, Caddo Mills tried an onside kick to open the second half, but Commerce nabbed the ball and put themselves in great field position.
2 men wide to the far side, to the near side. Quick pass to the slot receiver, T.J. Pinnell. He is down the sideline on the far side with tremendous speed at the 20, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Commerce.
The point after was good. 22-7, the Foxes getting skunked by Commerce early in the third quarter. Then with 6 minutes left in the third, Commerce blazed another trail downfield.
The snap to Sam Wells, pass over the middle, Buck Wilson, complete. Wilson out of a tackle, turns it upfield, into the secondary, on the loose at the 45-50, look out, off to the races. 40 of Caddo Mills, 30, 20, at the 10, he stumbles and he goes out of the 8-yard line. What a run by Buck Wilson after the catch.
And then the Tigers clawed their way into the end zone.
4th down and goal from inside the 1. And it is Sam Wells, touchdown Commerce. Sam Wells, the quarterback in the shotgun, found a hole over the left side and scoots across the goal line.
Tack on the point after, the score was 29-7, Commerce with a demanding lead and 5 minutes left in the third. Then in the fourth quarter,
at the Caddo Mills 43-yard line, Foxes with a blitz up the middle. Here's a handoff to Kalen Smith to the near side, breaking tackles at the 20, inside the 10, touchdown. Kalen Smith, 43 yards for a Commerce touchdown.
That point after made the score 36-7 with only 11 minutes left in the game for Caddo Mills to try to make a killer comeback. but they struggled to make that comeback. In fact, with 4 minutes left, the Tigers ended up outfoxing the Foxes once again.
It is Buck Wilson back to punt for Commerce. Damian Newby is deep for Cato Mills, and Buck Wilson going to run it. Wilson with the fake for Commerce, and he's got the first down across the 40-yard line, fourth and three from the 26. And Buck Wilson running all the way.
But Commerce was unable to score after that ruse. But do they even need any more points? I mean, come on, share some with the other teams, why don't you? There simply was not enough time for Cato Mills to mount that comeback tonight, and Commerce took yet another win home tonight. The final score, 36-7, Commerce with a demanding win over Cato Mills. Commerce makes their record 6-0 and gets ready for the start of district play next Friday night versus Bonham at Memorial Stadium in Commerce. We will, of course, have the call of that game right here on KETR along with the Big Friday Night Scoreboard program. Our coverage starts at 6:30. Hear the kickoff at 7:30 next Friday night. I'm Matt Minke. Thank you so much for listening to the highlights on your station, 88.9 KETR.